Welcome to New Covenant Fellowship's online service. Today's teaching, entitled Passion and Power, is brought to us by Pastor Renee Introsio. My name is Melissa Logsdon, and I serve as Associate Pastor. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to have some extended time with God. And during one of my reflection times, I sat imagining myself at the beginning of my life and holding out my hands and receiving gifts from God for me to freely give during my life. It was a beautiful time of reflection until I looked at all the ways in which traumas and lies and hardships continuously tried to block my ability to put those gifts out into the world. And yet I was encouraged because at no time were they stolen. The gifts remained in my possession. They remained mine to give out. In Jeremiah chapter 1, we read about Jeremiah being given a gift and the lies that made it difficult for him to consider how to give those gifts out into the world. In Jeremiah 1, 4 through 8, we read, "The Lord's word came to me. Before I created you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I made you a prophet to the nations. Ah, Lord God, I said, I don't know how to speak because I'm only a child. The Lord responded, don't say I'm only a child. Where I send you, you must go. What I tell you, you must say. Don't be afraid of them, because I'm with you to rescue you, declares the Lord." This brings to mind for me my initial calling into ministry. The story of Jeremiah's calling really resonated with me. I felt like God had called me to be a pastor. But the lies that I repeated were that women can't be pastors. And yet, God spoke truth to me and encouraged me to not be afraid, to follow God's leading, to continue forward in bringing the gifts that God had given me. There was also people along the way that encouraged me on this path forward. I think we all need encouragement from God and from others to continue to bring our gifts out into the world. My invitation for you today is that if you haven't asked God what gifts you've been given, that you'd have that opportunity, that if you're very aware of the gifts, but you're also very aware of those things that are blocking the path forward, that there'd be a time of healing and strengthening for you. May the words and the teachings and the music in our worship songs bring encouragement to you today. Welcome to worship.